Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, it is a Food Bank Friday, everybody. This is something we're doing throughout the summer. We're going to try and get people fed. We're going to try and get people water. We're partnering with St. Mary's Food Bank, and they're very busy. There are cars lined up every day, and it is tough times for some people, obviously, with gas and groceries. And, you know, there are some people out there that have to make a decision. Do I want the lights and the AC on, or do I want to eat? And so what we're doing is asking you to text the word food to 411923. If you can help out, that would be fantastic. We only have a few more weeks of Food Bank Fridays on the Gatos and Chad Show. But, you know, there's some people out there that are hurting. And let's get them some food. Let's get them some protein. Let's get them some fruit and vegetables. And let's get some water going as well. So text the word food to 411923. Make it really easy. When you do that, we'll send you a bounce back text. You get to look at it and read it. And you can donate a few bucks. It'd be great. All right. 4th of July is on Monday. Wise man, you're not working Monday, are you?
No.
All right. I thought you got hosed.
No, yeah. I didn't get hosed on that one.
All right. Becky Lynn, you're not working on Monday. Okay. That's a big no from Becky Lynn. I heard Becky Lynn said she was going to quit if they made her work on Monday.
I'd consider it. I'd consider it too.
Well, listen,
I'm not working Tuesday either.
Is that so?
Whoa.
How lazy.
Are you working Tuesday?
Nope.
Nope.
I already know I'm lazy. Oh, I love the 4th of July. The 4th of July is just fantastic. And
it's a good holiday.
It's great. You know what we should do? We should do the top five things about the 4th of July random rankings, everybody.
Gatos and Chad's random rankings.
Random rankings. Number five.
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 All right, I've prepared my list. Wise man, I just popped this on you, so you're going to have to do it off the cuff.
Right.
But my number five great things to do on the 4th of July, it's very simple. You got to blow crap up. I've got a neighbor. He's fantastic. He goes and buys all these fireworks. You know the big box of fireworks where there's like a million fireworks inside of this box and you just light it, and then it shoots stuff out for honestly like a half an hour. You got to blow stuff up, except your hands. Don't blow your hands up. That's my number five.
Yeah, there's nothing more American than blowing stuff up. Number right. five, watching the movie Independence Day.
Oh, very nice,
it is
man.
The only time of the year I will watch Independence Day. The president, whoever that guy is that plays the president, has one of the best presidential speeches in any movie ever. And also, Jeff Goldblum. Come on.
Oh, there's no
I
doubt.
Love Jeff Goldblum.
It's like It's a Wonderful Life. That movie, you have to watch on Christmas.
You have to.
Just like on the 4th of July, you got to watch Independence Day with Will Smith. He slaps the taste out of all the aliens' mouths.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Number four.
My number four great thing about the 4th of July, small town parade. Becky Lynn, you'll like this. Don't you like small town parades?
Of course.
I don't like big town parades because then there's a rush to go to the bathroom and those, what do they call those things? The
porta-potties?
Porta-potties.
I don't like that stuff.
It's the worst.
If you go to a small town parade, less people go into the bathroom and it's fun to watch.
It's just a museum that moves. That's what a parade is.
It is.
Number four, it's the number one beer holiday. I don't want to hear it about St. Paddy's Day. 4th of July is the number one beer holiday. In America.
All right.
I have to have a beer on the 4th of July.
Three.
All right. Let's see. Random rankings. The top five things about the 4th of July. Number three, I get to sing my absolute favorite song that deals with the USA. Awesome. That is the right, Becky Lynn.
It's not that patriotic, but
what do you mean
okay.
It's not that patriotic?
Not really. That's okay.
Yeah. I think it's very patriotic.
Party in the USA. What are we on? Number three?
Number three.
Grilled food.
Oh, yeah.
Hot dogs, hamburgers,
yeah.
Anything that fits on a grill.
Mm.
That's number three.
All right.
Number two,
if you can do it, make sure you're on a plane for the fireworks. It's the best place to actually do the fireworks. It's happened a couple times to me. You're flying over someplace, you see all the fireworks, but that probably won't happen this year because all your flights will be canceled.
Number two, flag clothing. This is the only time of the year where it is appropriate to wear a flag as a shirt or pants.
I like it.
You know a guy, whether it's your friend, neighbor, coworker, who is going to wear flag clothing on the 4th of July. It's the only time it's appropriate.
Number one.
All right, the number one thing about the 4th of July, you know, before I cook for everyone and I'm the host of the party, before we eat, I like to recite the Declaration of Independence from memory.
No, you don't.
From memory. So
Come
that's
on.
My...
Do it. Do it now.
Oh, no, we don't have time.
Go ahead
Wait.
And start.
No,
I mean,
You're having a party?
We can bump a commercial,
what time?
Right?
What okay. time is the party?
Well, I sent the invite out, and it's Steve's turn to do number one. If we have time, I'll recite the beginning of the Declaration.
Number one, blowing stuff up. What were you saying? Go ahead and do the thing.
Wait, that was my number five. I said blowing stuff up.
All right,
up.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. In the future, we won't be blowing up fireworks. It's going to be all about drones, baby.
We're going to blow up drones?
Drone show. No, we're not going to blow them up. We're going to put...
Light shows
yes,
with drones.
Drone
yes.
shows like
Much
they did at the
safer.
Super Bowl.
Much safer.
Yeah, no fires in
yeah.
the desert.
Wow.
Drone shows are the future.
But they don't explode. But they could be...
They could, I guess.
They could do light simulations
yeah.
of explosions.
Think of it this way. Fireworks will not get any better. They won't. There's
yes,
no technology. No, they will not.
They've gotten better over the last 30 years.
Not really. They still just blow up.
My father used to set a firework and it went.
Okay, they got bigger.
Now,
they got
now,
bigger.
Well, that's getting better. That means bigger is better, right?
But with drone shows, you can do anything. You can write things in the sky. You can make pictures.
I don't want to read stories. What I'm. I don't want to read. I want to see crap blow up. I want to see all the red, white, and blue
you'd drones. You would miss the smell. You know, fireworks have that smell.
It's true.
You know,
it's true.
Kind of means we just had fun.
We'd have less wildfires, too.
Random rankings, the top five things we love most about the 4th of July.